Hey you, yeah, you listening. I have a question. Do you want to see change happen in our world? And do you want to be a part of it? Yes? Well, then you are listening to the correct podcast. Welcome to World Changers. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. I am so excited to be recording an episode today. I didn't have a plan to record today. I have had an episode planned out for a while that I needed to record, and that it was this episode for this week. But I was planning to record it later this week. But then I realized I don't have any time later this week to record an episode if I want to get it up on Friday. But then I was also just really in the mood to record today and to work on the podcast and like prep stuff for the rest of the week, because I love when I would use my Monday and Tuesdays like earlier this year, or like I guess technically last year. But when I started my new job, I would always have Monday and Tuesdays off, and I would use those 2 days to prep everything for the week for the podcast. So like planning out episodes, recording episodes, planning out Instagram posts, filming reels, planning reels, like all of that stuff. I haven't done that in a while, and I haven't like posted in a while, and so it just felt really good to like kind of brainstorm some ideas for the Instagram, and just kind of write down some of the thoughts I'm having, look over my notes for this episode, and now record this episode. So I always get these random spurts of creativity for the podcast, and I'm having one now. So I'm hoping to be posting a lot more episodes, but also just on the Instagram, because I'm trying to grow that right now. So if you aren't following the Instagram, go follow the Instagram. Anyways, that was a long tangent. Basically, what I'm saying is I'm super excited to record today, which probably means this is going to be a very rambly episode, because whenever I'm excited to record, I ramble like I have been. But I want to move on to just kind of some of the things I have been obsessed with recently, and kind of the stuff I've been brainstorming for the podcast. First, I've been obsessed with reading. I've always been obsessed with reading, but I'm going through like this phase, I would say, where that's just like all I want to do. These happen every once in a while. I always like am constantly reading, but there's times where I like am obsessed with it and I'm reading like 5 books at the same time, just in different formats. So I'm going to just kind of walk through what my reading has been looking like. And I kind of want to start making more book related content. So I always talk about the books I'm reading on here, but maybe doing like monthly wrap ups of the books that I read every month and post it on the Instagram, or maybe just like an episode on here talking about the books and kind of what they're about and my thoughts on it. So over the past week, I just yesterday finished A Court of Mist and Fury, which is the second book in the ACOTAR series. On my thing, I wrote down 5 stars, but maybe I'll do like 4.5, because I wasn't feeling it at the beginning. But once I got towards like the middle of the book and the ending, I loved it and could not put it down. And I loved how the book ended, and I'm excited for the third book, but it did take me a while to get into it. So maybe I will change my rate. I think on Goodreads I rated it a 5, but maybe I'll say a 4.5, just because the beginning didn't really catch my attention, but the rest of the book did. And I definitely like this book better than the first one, which is very hard for me to say, because I did not think that was ever going to happen, because I loved the first book. And then I'm currently reading Losing Hope by Colleen Hoover. I'm almost done. I think I have like less than 100 pages left, so definitely like finish that today. If I were to have to rate it right now, I would give it a 5 stars, and I don't foresee that changing with the few amount of pages I have left. It's the second book in the Hopeless series. So you read Hopeless and then Losing Hope is from the guy's perspective. So it's so good. And for some reason, I like Losing Hope better than Hopeless right now. Crazy. I don't know. And then for my nonfiction book, I'm still reading Single, Dating, Engaged, Married. So I've officially finished the single, like, part of the book. And so now I'm on the dating part. I love that book. It's such a good book to read in the mornings, except sometimes I am late because I just want to, like, one more page. So it's a really good book. Highly recommend. So since I've been obsessed with the reading, I've been trying to incorporate it more into my life in different forms. So I have recently started listening to audiobooks. I used to just buy them off of Spotify, but I was spending a lot of money, and I'm trying to reduce how much money I'm spending on books. So I'm going to start, like, going to libraries or trying. I was trying to find, like, free audiobooks, or at least audiobooks that didn't cost as much. And that's when I came across the app Libby, which basically, if you have a library card, you can enter it, and then they have a bunch of audiobooks and, like, Kindle books that you can get for free. You just check them out and then you return them once you're done. I have a smaller library, so they have a lot of books, but I have, like, a lot of books on hold because they're already checked out, which is kind of frustrating. But I've also, like, have found a lot of good books that are not on hold or are on hold for a short amount of time. So I'm currently listening to Anna and the French Kiss, and I am almost done with that. Let me take a look real quick. I am 70% way through that. So that's all that I've been reading. And going along with that, like I said, I'm trying to spend less money on buying actual books or, like, audiobooks and stuff. So this is going to sound crazy for what I did to try to not spend a lot of money, but it resulted in me in spending a lot of money at one point. I bought a Kindle, and so hopefully that will reduce the cost of me spending money on books, even though, like, I had to spend a lot of money to buy the Kindle, but it was a one-time purchase versus, like, buying one book for $15 multiple times. And then with that, I got 3 free months of Kindle Unlimited, and then it's only $10 after that, so I'm really excited for that. But it's not going to come in until March, which I'm very confused by because I ordered it on Amazon, and I have Prime, but it's still not going to be here until March, but that's okay. I can still use the Kindle Unlimited just on my phone, so I'm excited to start using that. That's my little rant about my reading obsession. Again, I will have all of those books and authors down below if you guys want to check them out. Also, you can follow me on Goodreads. I'm always updating what books I'm reading and rating them after I finish them. So another thing that I wanted to talk about before we get into the actual episode is kind of what I want to start doing on the Instagram. So I already said that I want to kind of try to post more book-related content on there, along with, like, the normal stuff I'm posting about for the episodes. But along with that, I also want to start showing more of, like, what I do for my job on there. So my goal, either this week or next week, some Wednesday, I want to make a reel of, like, a day in the life of a youth director and just kind of walk you through what I do all day on Wednesdays to get ready for youth group and what we do at youth group and stuff like that. So keep your eyes out for that. I don't know if I'll necessarily do it tomorrow, but I'm gonna figure out how to record it so it looks nice. So yeah, I also have some more exciting news coming, but I can't talk about it right now. But I will talk about it as soon as I can. So be looking out for that. But I've rambled a lot. This intro is really long. We're going to talk about faithfulness today, another fruit of the Spirit. We're almost done, which is kind of bittersweet, but I'm kind of excited to talk about some other stuff besides the fruit of the Spirit. So today we're going to talk about the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, I never know how to set up my stuff because where my mic is and then my notebook and then I have my Bible. It's just a lot of stuff and I never know how to set this up to be the most efficient. So if you hear me moving stuff around, it's because I need to access something that I can't have right in front of me because of my mic. But today we're going to be talking about faithfulness. And like always, I'm going to start off with the definition, which this one kind of made me laugh because the definition isn't going to help us at all today. And I feel like as we get down to these like kind of basic words for the fruit of the Spirit, like for goodness, it was the quality of being morally good. So like that helped a little bit, but it still used the word, like the root word of goodness to describe the word. Yeah. So this one kind of does the same thing. And the definition of faithfulness, according to the dictionary, is the quality of being faithful. I think I can just end the episode there. Like it describes itself. Faithfulness is being faithful. Like, yeah, that definition made me laugh a lot because it literally uses the word to describe the word. But to break that down a little bit and explain it a little bit more, faithfulness comes from a place of trust and loyalty. So you put your faith in something that you know you can trust. Maybe like, let's use a person as an example. Like you put your faith in a person because they've shown you that you can trust them. They've been loyal to you in the past. Like they've kept their promises. So that's kind of like the worldly example of faithfulness. But it's kind of the same thing with God too. Like we put our faith in him because he's proven to us that we can. And like he has, this summer we had a theme. We have day themes and then we have a week theme. So one of our day themes was anchored in the word. And during that whole day, what we talked about is how like we can trust in God's word and like all the promises he makes, like coming back and like for the second coming and all that stuff, all those promises and like Revelation and just all the promises that he made throughout the Bible, we can trust in them and we can have faith that he's going to fulfill them because he has already fulfilled so many of the promises that he made in the Bible. And he fulfilled the biggest one, which is he told us that he was going to send his son to die on the cross and raise from the dead so that our sins can be forgiven and we can be reconnected with him. Which is like the 30-second wrap up of the gospel and the entire Bible. But yeah, so we can trust in all of those promises that he's made to us because he's already fulfilled like the biggest promise ever. And so there's a Bible verse because you guys know when I talk about this stuff, I want to bring in Bible verses because just helps us know that like this is actually coming straight from the Bible, and that there's like proof to back up everything. So Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen." So a lot of the times we haven't seen God, and so we can have faith in stuff that we haven't even seen. Like we can have faith in God even though we haven't seen him, but we've seen everything that he's already done and we've seen all the promises that he's already like kept and fulfilled. So my next point is that there is a difference between believing in God and having faith in him. So we are faithful towards God, it kind of shapes how we live. So we can believe in God and believe in everything the Bible says and like trust in these promises, but when we have faith in him, we're going to act differently ourselves because we're going to realize like, oh, the stuff I'm doing and like these sins that I'm falling into, they're separating me from God. So when we have faith in him and we want to grow closer to him, it kind of just changes how we act because we know the way we were acting before wasn't right. This a lot of times means that we have to give up control over our life. So that's a big step in faithfulness, is admitting that like God is in control of everything and we have zero control over our life. This is a big thing that I learned in 2020 when COVID happened and like everything was taken from us and we literally had zero control over our lives. Like people were just telling us what we needed to do. Everyone was having all these different opinions. Like we had no control over what was happening. And I didn't realize I struggled with like wanting to have that control over my life until 2020 happened, and until I was like shown that I don't have control over it, because there was nothing I could do to like stop what was happening. I just kind of had to exist while it happened. And going into my first summer at camp in 2021, so it was kind of like towards the end of when we were under quarantine, a lot of things were starting to open back up again, but we had this little, like, we do, like, training, and so there's a lot of stuff to just kind of, like, prepare ourselves for the summer, and one of the things was, it was something that was, like, separating you from God, or something you wanted to, like, go of that you've kind of been holding on, for a long time. And we had a black piece of paper, we could write on it, or we could just like pray or whatever, but I ended up just like writing on it. I couldn't see what I was writing, but I just wrote the word control over and over and over, and then you took the piece of paper, and there was a fire outside, and you had to throw that piece of fire, in, or that piece of paper into the fire, like saying like you were getting rid of that, you're getting it over to God. And ever since then, I've just kind of noticed more how I try to control my life and how I try to do things to control my life, but it never works when I try to take things into my own hands. I always go somewhere I'm not supposed to go. I like do something that I'm not supposed to do, and it just never works out. And like the thing about God and like our relationship with him is he just kind of lets us do that because he knows like what's going to happen. But a lot of times we just need to learn it for ourselves. Like we cannot control this, and God knows what's going to happen and he has full control over it. So why the heck are we trying to control our lives? Like I feel so like stupid afterwards when I reflect, like when I'm like, oh yeah, I've definitely tried to do what I wanted instead of what God wanted in this, or I tried to go somewhere I wanted to go and not somewhere God wanted me to go. And then I'm like, well, that's dumb. Like, why did I do that? God knows every single thing that's going to happen in my life. But then I'm like, okay, but I needed to like learn that. And in the moment, I thought it was the best thing, but it wasn't. So like, that's where grace comes in. Where we're just like, yeah, we're going to make these mistakes and we're going to try to take control over our lives. And afterwards, we might feel stupid, but like, we're human. Like, we're going to do stupid things. We need to have grace with ourselves because God has grace with us. And the thing that can help you give yourself grace easier about these situations is that people in the Bible did it too. And like, I'm only going to be talking about one example, but there are so many different examples of where people try to take situations into their own hands and like just made it worse. So a very big one and common one is Abraham and Sarah. So they were trying to have a kid and they couldn't, and like were like upset with God and kept praying like, we want to have a kid, let's have a kid. But they were like older and they were getting to the point where like Sarah would should not have been able to have a kid at that point. But God told them, like, you're going to have a kid, like I'm gonna make like tribes from you, like all these things. Like he like promised them that they were going to have a kid at some point, but they just did not believe him. And they took things into their own hands, and then that just messed everything up. And then, Sarah became pregnant and had a kid. So, just like when we take things into our own hands, it never works out. And we will still get what God has planned for us, but we just delay his plans by trying to control it and trying to do what we want to do versus what God wants for us to do and what God has planned for us. Now comes the point where I clarify that this isn't always going to be easy. I've said this, I'm pretty sure, in every single Fruit of the Spirit episode, but just because we have faith in God and we trust him does not mean our life's going to be easy. And having faith in him is not always going to be easy. Something that I've learned that kind of helped, pushes me back, makes me take steps back and kind of struggle with my faith, is when people question what I believe in. This is something that I've learned that I need to grow more in and kind of be able to defend my faith more. Because every time that I'm questioned with that, or I meet someone who's a non-believer, I don't know how to react, because the only thing in my heart that I have for that person is I want them to feel what I feel. I want them to feel the peace and the love that I get from God. But they aren't right now because they don't believe him. And how can I show them that they can believe in him? And when I believe in something and someone questions it, I just get upset. And I don't think about what I'm saying. And then that just gives them a bad rap and gives the church a bad, reputation because, where was it? I can't remember if it was, on TikTok or a podcast or a book. I have literally no idea where it was. But it said sometimes the only encounter people will have with Jesus is through us. So sometimes how we react to people and how we treat people is how they see Jesus. If they know if they know we're a Christian, or it's a known fact that you're a Christian, and then you're out there not forgiving people, not loving on people, judging people, reacting bad when they question your faith, that's how they're going to see Jesus. So how we act is how people who are not in the church see Jesus. And ever since I heard that, I really wish I could remember where I heard it at. But I think a lot about how I act. I think a lot about how I'm representing Jesus in that moment. Yeah, so faithfulness can also help us through hard times if we have faith that God will get us through anything that we're going through, and that he's going to use that for a reason. It can really help those hard times and to kind of bring joy into those hard times, because it also reminds us that God is always there for us, even when we don't feel him, or we don't feel him working in our lives, or we just don't think that God's there. He's always there. You're never truly alone because you always have God with you. So like I said before, faith isn't always easy. And it's also something that we need to kind of work on all the time. So I found this really fun analogy that I liked, because I like working out and just kind of learning about how the certain moves I'm doing in my workout is helping the results, or just kind of the science behind that. And so we're gonna think about faithfulness as a spiritual muscle, because that's what it is. And if you think about working out, in order to get results, or to, let's say, grow your biceps, what do you do? you work out, you do bicep workouts, and you have to, if you don't know how muscle growth works, the muscle gets broken down when you lift, and then in your recovery time, it gets built back up and then gains more strength and more muscle. So in order to grow a muscle, you have to break down that muscle. So that means sometimes, this is not a fun thing to talk about, and I don't know why I sound really excited right now, but sometimes God has to break you down in order to grow up your faith. So sometimes you have to hit rock bottom so that you can continue to grow and grow closer to God. Like, you gotta have those valleys when you have the mountaintop experiences. They just go hand in hand. So in your spiritual walk, you are going to experience doubts and fears and struggles. And again, faith is not easy, but those hard times are you breaking down that muscle, your spiritual muscle of faithfulness, so that you can get to the good moments where you now have so much more strength because you had faith in those hard moments. So now you can have faith in the good moments. It's really easy to have faith in the good moments, but it's really hard to have faith in the bad moments. But how you react in those bad moments really affect those good moments. Like, it's just, everything connects. And everything happens for a reason. I hate using that quote because I just read a book about it and how that's not, like, it just depends on how you think about everything happens for a reason. I'm not going to go on a tangent about it right now, but basically what I mean when I say everything happens for a reason is that you can learn something from everything you go through. You can grow in everything you go through. So, yeah. But doubts. It's okay to have doubts. Jesus' disciples had doubts. And God can use our doubts to grow closer to Him. So I'm going to read you the story of Doubting Thomas, if you guys haven't heard it, because it's just a really good story to, like, when you're going through doubts, to just kind of remember that, like, this is one of Jesus' disciples that was with Him throughout His whole ministry. But even after He rose from the dead, like, Thomas did not believe that it was Jesus. And how, like, Jesus reacts to that moment can give you peace in those moments where you're doubting Him. So, this is from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, and I'm going to be reading verses 24 through 29. And it says, "But Thomas, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples were telling Him, 'We've seen the Lord.' But He said to them, 'If I don't see the mark of the nails in His hands, but put my finger into the mark of the nails and put my hand into His side, I will never believe.' A week later, His disciples were indoors again, and Thomas was with them. Even though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' Then He said to Thomas, 'Put your fingers here and look at my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Don't be faithless, but believe.' Thomas responded to Him, 'My Lord and my God.' Jesus said, 'Because you have seen, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed.'" So even though Thomas doubted that the other disciples truly saw Jesus risen from the grave, Jesus did not freak out on him. Jesus showed up, showed him the proof that he needed, and was not angry with him. He does the same thing with us when we doubt. He doesn't get angry at us. He has the most patience in the entire world, and He just shows us what we need in that moment to prove that our doubts are wrong. In Mark 9, verses 23 through 25, it says, "Jesus said to him, 'If you can, everything is possible for the one who believes.' Immediately, the father of the boy cried out, 'I do believe, help my unbelief.' When Jesus saw that a crowd was quickly gathering, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." So this is a story of a father that went to Jesus to get his son healed. He had like evil spirits in him. And Jesus, or the guy said, "Jesus, if you can, heal my son." And Jesus says, like, "If I can, what do you mean? Everything is possible for those who believe." And the guy was like, "I do believe, but I need you to help my unbelief." So some of the times, like, we just need to go to Jesus and be like, "I believe you're real. I believe this, but I still have this unbelief and I need you to help me with that unbelief." We need to start running into our doubts instead of running away from them and letting them control us. We need to really press into them and question them and run to Jesus with them and use them as a learning experience instead of allowing them to continuously separate us from Jesus in that moment. We can grow so much from our doubts, and we can grow closer to the Lord because he walks through them with us and he proves that we can have faith in him in those moments. So I just think the biggest like takeaways that I want you guys to get from this episode is that our faith isn't always easy because we try to control our own lives, and that doesn't help our faith at all. And the second one is to run towards your doubts instead of running away from them, and to bring those doubts to God. Whew! Sometimes I feel like I just forget to breathe while recording these episodes. But that is all that I have for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed this episode about faithfulness. We have gentleness and self-control left. So we have two more after this episode. I'm so excited to dig into them. And then I'm going to make something, I don't know what it's going to be, but to kind of wrap up the entire series and just kind of give main takeaways from all the episodes once we finish this series. So I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week, and I will see you next week with a new episode. Bye! Yeah.